Welcome to the DVDC Ultimate Podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host, Anya Powers, and today we are going to talk about one of the simplest yet most underrated tools for weight loss and overall wellness, and that is walking. Why walking is a game changer for women over 40 is really important to understand. As we age, staying active becomes genuinely more challenging, and walking is a free, accessible, low-impact exercise that keeps your joints healthy, is a massive mood boost, and it helps support weight management. It helps us keep fat off of our body. My hat keeps bonking my mic today, you guys, so I apologize. Walking does not require any kind of fancy equipment. You do need to keep new shoes. I'm going to give you my shoe advice, because if you are having knee pain or hip pain and you haven't bought shoes for a year, it's your shoes. So if you walk consistently every single day, buy new shoes every 3 months. It's worth the investment. And if it was me, I would buy two pairs of shoes and then switch them out every single Monday. So it's almost like having a brand new pair of shoes, and then they last about 6 to 8 months pretty safely. We learned that when my daughter was a long distance runner, and it was a huge wallet saver for me. But it doesn't even require a gym membership. It's free and it fits into almost any lifestyle. And there's new stuff on the market all the time. Walking pads are like $200. To me, that's kind of a no-brainer just to get one. If someone's giving away a treadmill, grab it. It's how I got my treadmill and has lasted me literally years. So the benefits of walking is important to understand, but I also have been running into a lot of like people that are like, just walk. Even if you only walk 1,000 steps a day, that makes a difference. It actually is good that you make 1,000 steps a day. I'm not poo-pooing that, but you really want to have a goal. And so they've done study after study that a minimum of 6,000 steps a day makes a big difference in how long someone lives. So in the countries where walking 8 to 10,000 steps a day is prevalent because of society or whatever, people live a lot longer. And I cannot remember the exact studies, so please don't quote me on those, but just go read about it. But walking at least 6,000 steps a day does not require a ton of walking. This is going to keep bonking it today. I'm just like with my head. So walking increases expenditure and it helps burn calories and fat. So when you think about the amount of steps that you are walking, there needs to be at least a minimum amount that you are committing to hit a certain amount of calorie burn and fat burn in the day. But additionally, it is a low impact, but it does have some impact. So it does increase bone density. It creates body flow. After a certain amount of walking, you have a mood change because endorphins are pumping. So you want to set a goal. So either go for a 20-minute walk, two 20-minute walks, a 45-minute walk, whatever it is that you're going to commit to. Start to bring that into your routine daily. The biggest thing that does for women over 40, and understand this, and it's why it's one of our pillars. We have four habit pillars, and getting minimum of 6,000 steps a day is one of our pillars as divas. It reduces belly fat because steady, consistent movement helps combat hormonal changes that lead to fat accumulation, especially around the midsection. I will say too, that if you want to additionally add a weight vest, I have one that's about 12 pounds. Just carrying that around while you walk and having that on burns an additional amount of calories that day. You can wear it while you're doing housework. You can wear it while you're out and about shopping at the store. If anybody asks you a question, I mean, we're almost 50 years old here, right? So who cares? It's an opportunity to burn just a few extra more calories, and it helps you shift your weight down just a little bit faster. So it's a great addition to your world. They usually have them this time of year everywhere you go because they are popular this time of year. So the other thing that walking does for me is if I'm in a bad mood, that's the first thing that I do is I go for a walk. Or I'll just like, if me and my husband get in a fight, that's the first thing that we do together. We go for a walk. We may not talk until 30 minutes into the walk, but it helps improve mood and it helps reduce stress. In fact, walking with my husband every day when the weather is warm and it's light later, because we can't do it when it gets dark so early because of what time he gets home from work, those are my favorite moments of my day, because sometimes outside of talking to you guys on podcasts, doing lives on Facebook and Instagram, and shooting reels, I'm not really necessarily talking to other human beings. And so it's a big relief to have someone to talk to. And the walks is a safe space for us. And it's something that I really enjoy. So in addition to having a partner with a walk, even if you're doing it by yourself, even if I, cause like today my walk will be by myself because he's not going to be home in time. It boosts your endorphins. It reduces cortisol, which is huge. Cortisol is our stress hormone, which if we have too much of it accumulating inside of our body, it starts to store belly fat as a flight or fight response. So that often leads to weight gain, especially around the belly. Walking is the best thing that you can do for heart health. If you have had any kind of a heart scare, you need to make sure that you're walking every single day because it keeps your heart strong, it reduces blood pressure, and it improves circulation. I had a client ask me the other day, because when you are over 40, when you're doing like hardcore cardio, you should only really be doing about 20 or 30 minutes during your cardio session. Now, if you are a marathoner, that's a totally different thing. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody trying to lose weight, your average Jill, if you will. And so when you do cardio, if you do too much cardio, you do actually start to go the other direction. You start to burn muscle. You start to have stress reaction in your body and cortisol spikes. So you have to do just limited amounts, but we're trying to keep our lungs and our heart healthy. Well, when you're walking, you're not only keeping your heart strong and pumping blood evenly through your veins, et cetera, you're reducing blood pressure. You're helping with circulation. If you're having circulatory problems, walking is the best thing that you can do. If you have limitations and you can't walk, considering joining a gym that has a new step. A new step is a no impact walking that will help increase circulation and help you with your blood pressure. The other thing is like when you regularly walk and you have fatigue issues, that's one thing that I was really looking forward to getting back into post-hysterectomy because yes, I was walking, but being able to lift weights and walk is my go-to for everything that I do and not having, you know, having my muscle deplete and then also just really not having the energy to walk a whole lot. I was really battling fatigue post-surgery anyway, and that didn't help because regular walking actually combats fatigue. And it leaves you more energized throughout the day. You'll notice that after a walk, you have a huge burst of energy. That's because energy begets energy. It's a scientific understanding and known fact. So if you are struggling with being tired every day, walking will help with that. Now listen, sometimes your body needs rest. So I'm not saying if you're walking through some really exhaustion and you need a nap, sometimes a nap is the way to go. But if you've just been sitting a lot and you are feeling low energy fatigue, get up and go walk for about 15 or 20 minutes and your world will change. You feel that shift. You're just like, whew, my mood is lifted. And life is good again. And you no longer want to murder, you know, your husband or your dog or your kitty cat over here that keeps coming down from his little perch and biting my butt. So it just kind of helps. It helps with every little day thing. So how do you incorporate and get to 8,000 steps? Because 8,000 steps sounds really intimidating, doesn't it? Don't think about 8,000 steps. Start where you are. If the most steps you've ever gotten is 1,500, your goal should be 2,000. If the most steps you've ever gotten was 3,000, try 4. Do you see what I'm saying? And you can add steps pretty quickly. So like, let's say you get on Tuesday, you manage to get 5,000 steps. Try for 6 the next day. That's not a huge push. Okay. So if 8 to 10,000 steps feels overwhelming, begin where you are and work your way up. One of the ways that you can increase your steps, we were talking about, who's I talking about this? I think my client Trish was talking about this, but no, it was BJ. It was one of my clients, BJ, I think was talking about, maybe it wasn't her. No, I think it was Trish. Anyway, take the stairs instead of the elevator. That's a simple fix. Abby parks as far away as she possibly can. In fact, when we come out of yoga, when she comes to my yoga classes, I'm like, girl, you are so far away. But that's how she incorporates extra steps into her day. Just a very practical way to get extra steps. So if you know you're going to go shopping, park far away. First of all, that's going to protect your car because all the lazy people are like, I'm not parking all the way out there. But it's going to give you some extra steps. And then use your time wisely. Walking pads are great if you do a lot of Zoom meetings or, you know, Microsoft Teams meetings, and you can do walking meetings instead. So, because a lot of times you're just listening, right? And you're trying not to fall asleep. If you add walking, my computer fits right on my treadmill. And there's many times I have 3 to 5 Zoom meetings a week with other coaches just to keep my skills sharp and to keep my mindset in the right place because it can get lonely on this side of the screen, right? I use those walking meetings or I use those Zoom meetings as walking meetings. And I also walk during phone calls many times. If my daughter wants to talk, she is pregnant and she's in the last trimester. And so sometimes a quick, what I think is going to be a 5-minute phone call turns into an hour and a half phone call. So both of us walk. She'll get her mile walk in and I'll go get a walk in as well. Schedule power walks in. Like I said, when it gets warm and the days are longer, me and my husband do not miss a walk. It's our favorite time of night. So sometimes it doesn't happen until 8 p.m., but it's so special to be able to go do that. And then just schedule it after your meals. So you're really just kind of helping with digestion. You're taking down any kind of stress of the day and just laying it down finally. And it does help with sleep at night. So I encourage you to use a fitness tracker or an app to monitor steps. Hey, listen, I got an Oura Ring and I cannot wait to talk about that on the podcast. I will say my one feedback from Oura was that they should recommend that you size up, because I got my exact size and it was just too small with the little prongy things. So we ended up having to return it, and I'm waiting for my other Oura Ring to come in, because it's one of those things that it helps you to have something to track, right? So I have an Apple Watch. I've used Fitbit. I've used all the things, but it does help to have just kind of a monitor. Are they 100% accurate? No, but does it give you a ballpark of your activity level? Yes. So I think it's important to have some kind of fitness tracker or some kind of an app to monitor your steps so that you have somewhere to go. They even have great pedometers. Your good old pedometer is a great place to start. You just clip it on your belt. It's not heavy and you just walk around with it. And then at the end of the day, you have, you know, not necessarily a digital footprint, but a footprint, right, to look at. So give yourself awards that don't have anything to do with food when you hit step goals. Like maybe you can have a weekly step goal and be like, when I hit this many steps. So if you were doing 10,000 steps a day for 5 days, that's 50,000 steps. So if you wanted to have a goal in 7 days of like 50, 60, 70,000 steps, and then if you get there, maybe that is a pedicure or that is a spa day, or you know what I'm saying? Something fun. Every step counts. It's not about perfection. Always, divas, it's about progress. Walking is powerful. And I feel like it's often overlooked. And remember, when you add a weighted vest to that, it's even more powerful. It is a tool that can completely transform your health. So girls, lace up your sneakers, grab a buddy or your husband if you can, or your doggy, and start taking those steps toward a happier, healthier you. If you loved this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Share your step goals with me on Instagram at Dawn Newpowers EC, or on our Facebook group, Empowered Coaching Free, on my name, Dawn Newpowers. Let's walk our way to wellness together. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.